Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're kicking off hour number 7 as the 12th annual Peace-a-thon live from RJ Dukes in McKinney. And I love this. I realize some people can listen the whole time. Some people can listen for part of the time. But check this out from the 817. Checking in for hour number 6 from the 214. Checking in for hour number 7 from the 469. Checking in for hour number 7 from another 469. Nate from Forney checking in for hour number 7. So we got so many people that have been rocking with us all day long. We're supposed to be contacting or connecting with Will Clark in just a minute. But he is also on
He's a big fan of the modern era of baseball.
Yeah, man. I think him and Derek will really bond over that. But he's also at his ranch hunting right now.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's supposed to be noon. We will see exactly how that plays out. But in the meantime, we welcome in RJ Chop. And RJ, I want to direct everybody to 1053thefan.com/peaceathon. 1053thefan.com/peaceathon. You can get all the info for the event there. You can hit the link to get all the auction packages. Or if you want to donate from My Possibilities and the Sandlot Children's Charity.
It's delayed.
Oh, it's delayed.
Yeah, it'll show up in a second.
Okay.
Are you guys bidding
on
things?
What is happening right now? No, he's trying to make sure he's in my screen.
Oh, are you doing the Collinsworth slide?
I was trying to, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to. It didn't work out for you? It
didn't work out for me. I had the computer.
I'll get it 0 for 2 at some point against that with me.
Yeah. It's not going
Nobody really knows how to do it.
Yeah.
Kevin, you're going to have to show. You're going to have to do it.
Oh, where you just like.
You slide right in.
Yeah.
Slide into the picture.
Yeah, that's right.
Slide right in.
That's surprising because right I would have thought you two were really high on sliding in on the DMs back in the day. So I'm surprised you can't do the slide in the screen.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Derek and I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Still on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not so much me anymore.
That's probably for the best because I know your wife listens.
Yeah, she does. She's probably listening right now.
Dude.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, I just want to say your
moment. Somebody at the station is good at sliding the DMs.
Your moment with Jerry and the George Pickens jersey was one of my favorite parts of the interview. Like, that was hilarious. I love that.
Oh.
Great job making him human, too. Like, that's another thing you guys did. Yeah. I made him just a regular guy.
I think he threw up in his mouth a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just visualizing. What we were doing at halftime. Well, it was really before halftime. It was in the commercial break. That's about the amount of time it took.
What did he say, Kevin?
What?
It was 99%.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I know you got a great point there. You're right. And it's the imagination. Did you say in the commercial break?
About how long it took.
Including the ramp up and everything?
I was already ramped up. George Pickens got a touchdown at the very end of the first half.
Yeah, dude. Does that not excite you?
Not in that way.
Why not?
I don't know.
Well, you know Choppy, though.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That is a good point. All right. While we wait on Will Clark, do you guys want to do some NFL overreaction or reality?
Sounds good to me.
Sure. All right.
Fantastic.
All right. And you know what, Derek? We are going to go to you first. NFL overreaction or reality. For the Cowboys, the rest of this season, George Pickens is the clear wide receiver 1. That's just for you,
Choppy.
That's
reality.
All right.
You said for me.
No, I'm saying the question is for Choppy, but it's for you to answer. Bonus question.
Cool.
You take Pickens on this Cowboys team for the rest of the season over any other wide receiver in the league.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah, he's hot. He's red hot right now.
Shut up, RJ. I want your answer to that question, not to him saying he's hot.
Yeah, I would.
I know you would.
Now, there's you could make the case that JSN is having a better year out in Seattle, and he's having a great year.
Yeah, he is.
But, I mean, Pickens hadn't emerged at that point.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I think absolutely. He has shown to be a dog. I mean, he is an absolute dog out there.
He is reliable. I'll put it that way.
He's the go up and get it guy that we've needed.
Yeah, but then also on top of that, he's running slants that are unstoppable.
They really are. That's the unstoppable.
Like that thing is, it's just every time I feel confident that if Dak's looking his direction, it's going to be in hands and it could be an electric play. Like that cut back against the Raiders was just so cool.
It really
so
much is.
Not fun. Dropping it, that's
no.
for sure.
No, that, man, that is a good point. Overreaction or reality, the Ravens are going to be in the playoffs and they are going to make an impact.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Overreaction.
Ooh. I think it's overreaction. I'm with Choppy on that one.
Tell me why.
Because I just don't believe in their defense. Mm. Okay. And Lamar Jackson's health this year is like up and down. It's a roller coaster right now. So I just don't believe in them.
I think they'll be in the playoffs, but I don't think they'll make a splash.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to go with it too. So I guess that would be an overreaction then.
Yeah.
Because you're still getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, but they're not.
They're pretty.
Be.
I mean, they've won six in a row.
NFL overreaction or reality?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
The Texans will overtake the Colts,
I think,
and win the AFC South.
Overreaction because the Jaguars will.
Oh!
You like the Jags in that division,
I like the Jags, baby.
Interesting.
Okay.
Give me the Jags.
I'll take the Titans. What's up with that?
Whoa.
Wow.
What are they doing?
Yeah, really good.
What's their record?
That's a great choice. Titans for what?
They're gonna
be worse than the Browns?
They're going to be worse than the Browns.
I think they have the same amount of wins as the Wizards do. I think they have one win.
No, I'm rolling with the Texans on this one.
Oh.
They have their defense is – I know Choppy hates defense.
I do.
But I think their defense is on fire. Their offense still has to figure a lot of things out. But I think their defense is good enough to squeak them by.
I'd say the Colts still do it.
Okay,
Taylor's doing really good.
I'm just saying
a tough one.
This stretch for the Colts schedule, the first half of their schedule was easier and it was lighter. And
see, I don't even know that.
Stretch on the back end is something that I've been telling you for a couple weeks now. I think that's a little bit of a tough thing for them. But I think another team's going to take that division. But they're still not a bad team.
Overreaction or reality? Whether or not the Cowboys make the playoffs this season, trading for Quinn and Williams was still a good move.
What's his? I gotta go back because he's gonna want a new deal, right?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I think Kenny Clark is the one where because he's got no guaranteed money left. With Quinn and Williams, you should be set through next year as well, and then it's 2027 where you might have to have some talks.
I didn't love the deal because I wanted the four firsts.
Yeah.
I wanted to blow it up.
Yep.
But he's here.
Yep.
He's playing well, so. It's fine, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Reality.
All right. Oh.
In your face.
I'm not against that.
Okay.
Derek?
I think with the Cowboys, they win this game and they beat the Lions. That's a team, like I said earlier in the show,
that's
a team to watch out for. They're hot now. It's heading into the playoffs. We're getting hot at the right time.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I do.
Oh.
I actually believe that will happen.
Yeah.
As much as I've talked crap about him and stuff, which I do. I mean, it's just how it is. But I think they will be, if they win, I'm not so concerned about the Chiefs one. I think it's the Lions one is the bigger win.
I think the biggest factor of adding him is we're here, and it's ridiculous that we're hearing a dude that got traded is like taking over the locker room because there was no leadership there.
Do you think that's more ridiculous or that his brother forgot that he got traded for a second?
That's pretty ridiculous too. But just having him on the team makes this defense better, and that's
it's already been proven that way.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I'll take it.
The numbers are showing it.
Yes, that is true.
For the nerds out there.
Okay.
Yeah, you're a nerd.
You're making a really fair point. And then NFL overreaction or reality. Jahmyr Gibbs is officially a full-blown NFL megastar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? Anybody that plays fantasy football.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Which there are a lot of fantasy footballers out there. They either have him on their team or they have been demolished by him at some point this year.
Man, I do feel like when we talk about fantasy every time, Jahmyr Gibbs comes up. And like you never know if it's going to be like, that's why I won, or stupid opponent.
I went against Jahmyr this week, and I won. Really? And then in another league, in our league, I had him, and I lost.
I don't know, dude. That's so tough. Weird. That's so weird.
Something that would only happen to me.
Yeah. All didn't he drop like 60 points?
Yeah.
It was insane.
It sounds like that. Man, it's tough because it sounds like
I started Shador in that same.
Okay.
That's right, baby. That's right. Hey, they won the game.
Yeah.
No, they did.
And that's what's important.
They did.
Got it.
Overreaction or reality? Choppy, I want to start with you on this because I know you like.
Shasavior.
Shasavior.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, you like that one, don't you?
I don't. Okay. Good luck. Overreaction reality, the Chiefs-Cowboys game tomorrow will be the highest-rated regular season game in NFL history.
Overreaction, it will be the highest-rated non-Super Bowl in NFL history.
I would be pretty shocked
it will
by
beat
that.
Any AFC or NFC championship
pretty
game.
Pretty sure those games draw like 65 to 70 million viewers.
This is going
to
be a 50 million viewed
game. Yeah, 50 yeah. Million. Let's think about what you just said.
I don't
65
think,
to 70 million, and you
wrong.
Go, oh, it's going to be 50 million. Now, I don't know
I
how
had Jerry on their
numbers.
Show this week. He said 70 or 80 million people are going to be watching. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Listen, I think you're wrong on this one.
You just said I was right by not understanding numbers.
No, I think you're wrong that those games get that much. I think like those games get like 40 million.
They don't.
You won't look it up.
Prove it.
I will look it up.
Prove it.
I'm going to eat my hot honey pizza.
Yeah, it's a good
pizza,
man.
But in
the meantime, Pizza ISD out in the parking lot right now doing some phenomenal work with some pizzas.
And ask Bill what his favorite nerd stat is.
And a lot of that money goes into my possibilities as well. All right, I might have overshot just a little bit, but 58 million is the initial number I come up with. That's still significantly more than 50 million.
I don't know that 8 million is significant.
You know what?
Chop you on this
you know
one.
What? You need to help
you
out.
Are?
You need to help Jerry out with contracts.
I mean,
contracts.
That's only 1% of the world's population, right?
Okay. Well, are we judging everything off of that?
Right?
Isn't it also okay? Yeah. Shut up, DJ. That's not helpful. Isn't it also 16% higher than the next highest one? That's a lot.
Is it 16%?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I just did that in my head. It is.
went to Duke.
He didn't go to Duke.
He didn't go.
Yeah, he was accepted, though.
That's true.
He was accepted, yeah.
But I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
And I would pay out the things I can't do by 3.
I was smart enough to get in.
500 by 3.
But not smart enough to get the money on the scholarships.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be – I agree with Jerry. This is two teams. One, the Cowboys that are now on the rise. Like, it's not like they're a bad team. This is a team that people are like, hold on, I have some interest in them again.
Right.
From the positive side. The negative side, they still are going to watch anyway because they hate the Cowboys. On the other side, it's the Chiefs.
It's true.
And they bring star power to this thing right now. Not That's just true. With Taylor Swift, but with Patty and with Travis Kelce.
We have autographed footballs of both of those.
Yes, we
two
do.
Players.
Yes, we do. And you have no clue what's going to happen. Sorry about it.
Piece of time.
You have no clue what's going to happen at the halftime show. Like, we still Christy have the possibility.
I mean, Post Malone, isn't it?
Yeah, Posty.
Yeah.
So we know that.
Again, the possibility that, ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift. Like, that's a possibility. Do not count it out.
I will.
Oh, so I didn't.
He has a better chance Morgan Wallen's out there with him than Taylor Swift.
I'm done with that.
What, Taylor Swift? Yeah, me too.
No.
Oh.
He loves Taylor Swift.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, man. Why don't you like Taylor Swift?
Nothing,
never mind.
So let's carry
no,
on.
No, never mind. Don't answer that question. All right. One more for you, at least right now.
Wait, we can. Yeah. In the podcast. That's for the podcast.
I have a guess.
See.
Overreaction or reality? Saquon Barkley, not Jalen Hurts or A.J. Brown, is the real problem with the Eagles' offense.
I think that's an overreaction.
Yeah.
I think it's the offensive line, and I think that's where it starts. I do think the tread on the tires has worn out, that's for sure. But I just don't think they're getting the lanes that they need for him to not have to be a superhero every time he touches the ball.
That's a football guy answer, the offensive line. I like it. I think it still hurts.
Okay.
Hurts still the problem.
Even though he didn't turn the ball over?
Yeah, he just doesn't throw the ball downfield.
That's fair.
Do you really have to? If you're
It'd be
moving?
Nice to.
Yeah. I don't think so.
The crowd goes, and that's always good.
That's always good.
That's what I feel like being on the show with you. Every time we're about to talk, I'm like, I don't quite know what's going to happen just yet. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. I'm going to give you guys an opportunity since we have not had a chance to connect with Will Clark yet. Do you want to do some Gridiron Gravy next, or do you want to get back into baseball next?
We got chops. I mean, I'm sure he wants to talk some baseball, so let's do it.
Oh, there you go. Hey,
swing the stick, baby.
I don't know if you heard him. They said baseball.
Baseball, so we will talk that. What are the challenges that Schumacher is going to face going into the 2026 season? We will do that next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. Right now on the D&M Leasing Hotline, we bring to you Will the Thrill Clark. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
Man, we're doing great. And I heard, are you hunting right now? What are you up to?
I am. I'm at my ranch and hunting, and I was just a few minutes late coming on to the show because I'm actually, believe it or not, filling up feeders today.
Okay, right on. Well, one of the things that, I mean, obviously we would love to talk with you at any time, but one of the things that we're doing today is we're raising money for My Possibilities and the Sandlot Children's Charity. And so both organizations, you know, do a lot to help people out in the Metroplex, especially for people with any like cognitive disabilities or anything like that, whether it goes from Down syndrome to, in some cases, autism and everything in between. And I know that you are a very charitable fella. I was hoping that maybe you could share some of your story about how any of those things have impacted your life or your family members.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. So my son had autism, and so he is currently getting ready to turn 30 right now. So he's a very high functioning adult. But you know, that's one of the things that my wife and I dealt with during my playing career was the fact that, you know, how do we go about getting, you know, therapy and treatment for him? And then also, since I've been retired, that is my charity of choice. I'm the spokesperson for the San Francisco Giants for autism. And so, you know, I still spend a lot of time in the autistic community, in the special needs community.
How tough can it be for maybe people who have not been directly touched by that to understand what some of these difficulties are that come along with it, and how important is it to, you know, raise these funds, raise this awareness?
Oh, it definitely is. And you know, it's the numbers are absolutely staggering. I mean, you know, when my son got diagnosed, he was one in like every 300 children. Now it's like one in every 30, 35, something like that. So the numbers have like, they've gone insane. And so, you know, not only raising money, raising awareness, but support and R&D and, you know, trying to find a cause for this and a cure for this, just like you would any other disease such as cancer and stuff.
You know, Will, one of the things, My Possibilities is a place where it's for post-high school, for, hey, we're going to find some opportunities, some skills that to send people out into the workforce. And that's always like a big deal. My daughter, born with a brain injury, and she has, you know, she has a bright future in front of her, and she might be at My Possibilities one day. And I think about that a lot. Like, that's constantly on my mind, is what is her future going to be like? And hearing your son's high functioning and doing well, that's an awesome thing too. And then with Sandlot, they cater to athletics, yeah, and kids in that area. And so those are two different areas that we really it really does make an impact for us, because it's the idea with the kids of just, hey, you know, inclusivity. There are kids, there are students at my daughter's school, and they're like, yeah, she's exactly like us. And I love seeing that and those relationships that she gets to build too. It's always really fun. But then on top of it, knowing, hey, getting a skill set, having something beyond high school is a very important thing. And so hearing your son's doing very well makes me very proud.
Well, I'm glad to hear your daughter's doing well also. And that's one of the things you kind of touched on it right there, is the fact that, you know, they concentrate on the occupational therapy and the physical therapy and all that sort of stuff when they're kids. And then, as you well said, once they get high school or post-high school, it's kind of like there's no programs for,
yep,
them. And so to be able to, you know, help out with, you know, in my case, autism, in your case, it's something a little bit different, but to help out and, you know, find jobs for these kids, you know, young adults, young men and women. And as you said, you know, include them in society and kind of everyday kind of life, and get them to be able to, you know, hopefully at one point live on their own. But if not, just be a very, very high functioning member of our society.
Now, we love the unique insight that you provide on this topic, but obviously we would also be foolish not to dive into baseball with you. And one of the people we've got with us today is Derek Holland. And I get the sense from talking with both of y'all that perhaps you're not thrilled. And Derek, you can jump
His
in.
His name
on
is
this
Will
as well.
The Thrill
no,
Clark,
I know.
Kevin.
Okay.
It is
well,
the thrill.
Well, then in this case, you're Will less than thrilled Clark about the way maybe baseball is going today.
That's a good way to put it. That's a very political way to put it. I think that the way baseball is headed right now, and some of the stupid rule changes and always screwing with the game, I think it's not good for the game. The game was fine for 150 years. Why don't you just leave it alone? But instead, our lovely short commissioner is screwing with the game, and all he's doing is making it worse.
It's because he hates baseball. I have long held that opinion.
Yes, he does. You know. Here's another thing. Nobody ever talks about this. All right. He was the attorney for the owners in 1994 and 95 when we went on strike. So you think there's a little conflict of interest there, or what?
Oh, he's still on that salary cap thing. He absolutely wants one. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah, and I mean, come on. You mean, why you got to mess with the bases and make them big old pizza boxes and, you know, then you know, let's do a ghost runner in the 10th and 11th inning, except for when you get to the playoffs. Oh, and by the way, I'm getting paid more for commercials in the playoffs, so we're not going to do the ghost runner in the extra innings. So, you know, I mean, you know,
and I hadn't thought about that part of it.
And says are just absolutely terrible.
Will, I got to say, man, I love listening to you and Burnsy talk. Yeah. It's awesome, the insight, everything you guys bring, your old school. You know, I've been around you, talked to you when I was with the Giants. But the thing I wanted to bring up, why don't you get into coaching and bring back the old school, you know, attitude of baseball?
We could use a third
base
coach.
You know what, Derek, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, I'm one of the special hitting guys with the Giants, and I really enjoy that. I can make my own schedule out. I'm not in it full time, you know, which, you know, that was actually one of the reasons why I did retire, was, you know, to be around my son and try to help him out and stuff like that. So, you know, being around the house and, you know, being daddy and father and stuff like that has really helped him out quite a bit. And, you know, so that's one reason. The other reason is, to be absolutely blunt is, you know, the athletes of today, they need a lot more coddling than I am willing to give, shall we say.
That's what I
respect.
They need
to be patted on the back and told how great they are and all that. And I'm like, Derek, you're hitting 220. You ain't that good.
Because the way you were trained to hit at the youth and high school level is way different than the way they're taught to hit now. Is that a kind of a roadblock in your coaching to try to teach kids or players the way that you would train them to hit versus how they've been trained since they were 6 years old?
I totally agree with you right there. I mean, you know, we were taught, you know, two strikes, shorten up, maybe choke up a little bit, you know, cut your swing down, put the ball in play, you know, those kind of things instead of, you know, I'm going to swing out my ass and try to hit a homer every time up instead of putting the ball in play and working on your craft and, you know, hitting the ball the other way and, you know, driving the ball in the opposite field gap, you know, taking the holes you have in your swing and cutting them down. None of that has translated into the modern day game. So, you know, I have to deal with it, you know, and I try to be very politically correct, but then the old thrill comes out and says, give me the goddamn bat and let me show you.
Dump that.
Yep. Dump that. But yeah, thank you. No. That's fine. I just see
it. Yeah, it's glorious. That's what baseball is missing. We need
more swearing.
You, yes. No, well, yes, it is.
Yeah, that too.
I agree.
It's, you know, I'm coaching at college right now, and it's exactly what you said, is you got to coddle them. You can't lay into them or anything like that because you're going to hurt their feelings and it takes away their confidence or whatever. It's something stupid. That's why I was trying to mention, I think you need to – you personally should be back into coaching for sure. I love what you bring to the field and everything. Every talk that I've had with you is unbelievable. You are into it, and that's what we need. And you don't buy into the nerd stuff.
I mean, we were, you know – we grew up with the game, you know, and we were really invested in the game. You know, after the game was over, you know, we'd hang around and have beers and talk about, hey, you know, you missed a cutoff, man. It cost us, you know, a runner moving up. Or, you know, because you missed a cutoff, man, you know, Derek's now not pitching in double play situation. Something like that, you know. And that's how, you know, we learned the game. And we were in no rush to leave the ballpark. Now, man, it's like, dude. I mean, 10 minutes after the game's over and you look in the clubhouse and there's nobody there to drink a beer with. It's like, come on, man.
You're right.
Were you surprised the Giants went the college route for their next manager?
You know what? You know, since Buster has taken over, you know, he's done some different things, and this was one of those things. He decided he wanted to go the college route, and, hey, look, he's the boss man. That's what he gets paid for. And we'll see if Mr. Vitello from Tennessee can do it right.
How big of a deal is it to just have Bruce Bochy back in the organization from a knowledgeable perspective?
Oh, I think that's unbelievable. I mean, you know, having Bochy around, and then not only that, also is Dusty Baker as well. Having both of the Hall of Fame managers around to, you know, bounce some ideas off of and get opinions and stuff like that, that's huge. And, you know, especially for a guy that is coming from college and probably is going to have some questions.
What do you think it is that's keeping former players from being manager, like more managers?
Nerds.
You know, for a long time there, it was everybody getting into the metrics and analytics and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, you started losing some of the older players and some of the veterans because they didn't want to have to deal with being told, you know, how they were going to manage or how they were going to do this when they did things by either observation or by gut instinct, stuff like that. Now people are trying to tell them you have to do it because of the numbers, and that is absolutely not correct, you know, because, I mean, here you are, Derek. Let's just say, all right, you know, I'm a fastball pitcher, and some metric dude tells me, you know, Derek Holland's going to throw 70% fastballs, but then I get up to the home plate that year, and then, excuse me, that game, I get up to home plate, and you don't have your fastball command, well, you're going to go to a different pitch. So that's where the metrics lie to you. And, you know, that's why I say you have to observe the game, and you have to make adjustments during the course of the game from what you observe.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. And I also think also what I'm seeing a lot of, too, and I saw it before I retired, a lot of these guys spend so much time with the analytics trying to worry about, oh, what's my spin rate rather than throwing strikes. Do you, because I don't see enough of it from the hitter side of it, do you guys see the same stuff with hitters? And yes, I
can hear him laughing already. Yeah.
He already knows I can't stand that stuff to begin with. If you can't throw strikes, it doesn't matter.
So every now and then, you know, when I go see one of our minor league affiliates, you know, the pitching coach, I'll go down there and I'll look at the pitchers because I have to not only, you know, help instruct, but I also have to evaluate. And so I'll go down and I'll watch the pitchers throw a bullpen or something, and they'll ask me, hey, can you stand in and, you know, tell me, give me some feedback on this dude. And so I'm in there last year and I'm watching this one dude, and every pitch he throws, he turns around like you were talking about, Derek. He looks at some TV screen we got going back there.
Yep.
And so after he gets thrown his bullpen, you know, I'll ease on down there, and he goes, well, my spin rate was this, and my spin rate was that, and my spin rate was this. And I said, well, I can just tell you one thing. From a hitter standpoint, I don't care what your spin rate is. You keep throwing it over that white freaking plate right there, it's going to be spinning back at your ass.
Man.
You are amazing.
You are. I agree.
Dude, he was
you
my favorite player.
Amazing.
This is my favorite interview. I love it.
Absolutely. Will, thank you very much for taking the time, for sharing your story, and calling out the nerds. All knockout in one interview.
Appreciate
we appreciate you, man.
No, I appreciate it. Derek, it was great talking to you again, man. I miss seeing you. And, yeah, no, I mean, this is fun. I mean, I like coming on and, you know, hopefully raising some awareness for, you know, the causes that are out there. And then not only that, just talking baseball.
Talk some ball, baby.
Talking shop.
Talking some ball.
Appreciate
Thanks, Will.
You, Will.
Thank
I'll
you
be
very
in touch
much.
With you.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
There he goes, Will Clark. Hunting.
Yeah.
And also getting ready. He loves talking baseball, dude. I love that stuff right there.
I want to see if he'll say this on air.
He will.
Noah.
No, he's talking about his son.
No, he will. Noah, what do you want to say?
Oh,
by Noah.
There he goes.
Now, believe it or not, there's a segue for that as well. There's Noah's art is up for auction on 1053thefan.com/.
It's going to save everybody. It's going to save all the animals.
Man,
Noah's art.
And it really will. And look, we've been talking about it. There's a lot of reasons to come out here to RJ Dukes. They got all kinds of sales, but also, and we haven't really talked about this yet today a whole ton, Market to Mint is here as well. And so if you're like, oh, I'm worried about doing this submission here or there, they are here. You can drop it off in person, so you don't have to worry about your cards getting lost in transit or anything like that. And people will ask us all the time, who are the people that you trust? This is one of the shops that we trust, and this is one of the shops that has been so helpful to Pizzathon over the years. And they got Pizza ISD out there in the parking lot making those delicious pizzas to raise money for My Possibilities and Sandlot as well. Now, quick sports bit of news before we get back at you on the other side. Injury report. Magically cleaned up today for realistically both teams. Trey Smith is out. Feel like we already knew that. but for the Cowboys. Tyler Guyton's out. Already knew that as well. The only one who pops up otherwise is Kalen Carson. Kalen Carson is listed as questionable on the injury report for tomorrow's game against the Chiefs, which you can hear right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we get an opportunity to do it earlier. So let's dip into our first helping of gridiron gravy right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, 105.3thefan.com/peaceathon is the website to go if you want to donate, donate, donate. We also have several items I'm looking at right now that still do not have a bid, and we've been putting up new items. Like somebody asked about the Tolo trucker hat. Just put one of those up. We have another G-Bag water burger flag. I got it from last year, and several other auction items that are up there that have not received a bid just yet. If you want to get in on them, including, I want to point you to package number 129. It is a artist signed Kevin Durant photo painting, 69 by 57, and it was created and autographed by David Garibaldi. And I was looking up some of the stuff he's done with, like, Kiss.
That David Garibaldi, too, right?
What's that?
The drummer?
Yes, that is correct. And he has done paintings with Kiss. And he's did a painting of the Beatles that have all gone for thousands of dollars. So if you want to jump in on the Kevin Durant painting, go check it out, 105.3thefan.com/peaceathon. Right now, how about we go around the entire NFL powered by Men's Tea Clinic and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Yep. Nice job, Trevor. Dip and rip it.
That was
awesome.
Freaking tremendous. I loved it. Now, you guys were making reference to this before. NFL.com had a story up about the units across the NFL that still need a wake-up call. And number one on the list, the Eagles passing game. So, yeah. First of all, do you agree with that? And I guess second of all, probably more importantly, do you think they can actually fix it?
Yeah, they got to get a new quarterback.
Okay, with the current personnel they have in place, do you believe they can?
Are you a Jalen Hurts hater?
No,
or
I think he is.
You just
kind of sounds like it.
You don't love his efficiency on yardage.
Yeah, I don't love his. I don't love his ability.
Do you think he can't? Do you think he can't see it?
No, I think he has eyes.
Okay, but do you think like he's not?
I think Sam Howell. They should put Sam Howell in. That's what they should do. Put Sam Howell in.
What's your thoughts on Brock Purdy then? Because he's a short passer too.
Yeah, he's a bum.
Okay.
No, but I like Brock. Brock, look, here's the thing. These are both top 10 quarterbacks that are not any good.
How's that?
I don't think you win a Super Bowl with them.
And you even think though Dak's
the
top 10 quarterback?
I know the Eagles won a Super Bowl with them last year.
Yeah.
But not the way he's playing right now.
No, he's right.
Okay.
You can still have been a great quarterback for a stretch, but also the way you're playing at the moment does not put
reason,
you in that position.
Yeah, for whatever reason, he stinks this year. Like, and I don't know what it is because he's shown flashes. Right now, he's playing. It's almost like he's playing as if he has a personal issue with A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
He's going out of his way not to throw him the football.
You know what else is interesting, too, is up there, they're like, we're going to get a new offensive coordinator in the offseason.
Yeah.
Right now is not the time to change offensive coordinators. We can't do it. And I think that Kellen Moore had a lot to do with his success last year. You saw Kellen Moore's success with Dak Prescott, who a lot of people had questions about, and I think that's a huge factor for them at the moment still.
Now, what exactly is happening over there?
I have no clue
what
that tube is.
This thing was on the table, and I was like, what is this?
What is that thing,
I have
Kevin?
No idea.
Does anybody know? Oh, my.
Well.
It makes sounds. Man, where did it come from?
It was on the table.
These are going to talk to each other through that tube. I don't know
what
they're doing.
What's up, Derek? Hey. Can you hear me on the radio? It's echoey.
Did you hear that sound? Listen.
Was your question, I can hear that. Yes, that's a microphone connected to your headset. Of course I can hear that.
I should have been a major leaguer. I had
at
I
what?
Had
you have the brains?
Yeah, yeah, I had the brains.
The humor.
We have the same brave language.
Hold on. So you stretching out that tube and running it over the microphone has led you to believe you have the brains to excel in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, the conversation we had is just our general kind of how we act to each other.
You got to be able to chat. Otherwise, it's a boring field. You got to have chatter out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's a first baseman, bada, it's
hey,
not...
bada, bada, swing, bada, bada.
Let's go 45.
Can it, swing, bada. Now, I don't know if you guys are in on this. It came out last night. I haven't had a chance to check it out. A documentary about the Super Bowl Shuffle. What is your interest level in that?
The Bears thing?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
What is it?
I mean, how
you don't know the Super Bowl Shuffle?
We just here to do the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh. Dance?
Yeah, what a captivating preview that RJ just gave you right there.
That was the Bengals, right? Wasn't the Super Bowl?
That was the Bears. That was the Icky Shuffle.
Okay, yeah.
No, not the Icky
the
Shuffle.
The Bears. It was the Bears. Okay, I was thinking because the Browns.
You too?
I was thinking the Browns, and
no,
he hates the Bengals.
Look,
but
we were talking
about
the Super Bowl, so it's obviously not the Browns.
It's obviously not the Browns. Wow. Shots.
Yeah.
Shots are fired.
What are you going to say, Derek? Not the Cowboys either. Well, we were there. Now is a generation plus ago.
Here's my question. How long is this documentary? It's like 8 minutes. How long
now
do
it's
you
like
need?
An hour and a half probably.
How?
I don't know. I haven't watched the freaking documentary.
Song. Watch it and then get back to us. Give
fine,
us some
I'll look it up on
notes.
HBO Max right now.
No, we have to finish the show.
I still haven't watched the A-Rod one that's out now on HBO.
Yes. I do want to see that. One of the things he said is he thinks it's weird like how people seem to kind of give Bud Selig a pass when it comes to the Hall of Fame and stuff and not the other people. I mean, it's not like he didn't know about it, right?
He knew.
Yeah.
I would think he knew.
So what's the difference?
But you watched it?
I think
no,
I think
I haven't
the
seen
issue
it yet.
Is it always was illegal. They just didn't test for it.
See. Did he have the conversation right? About kissing himself in the mirror?
That's I don't
and having
know.
A picture of him as a centaur on his in his house?
All right, you'll be glad to know. No, I don't know about that.
Those are the things that I need answers
okay.
to. Why?
I will watch that as
why
well.
Why did you kiss yourself
this
in the mirror?
Going really
why
well.
Did you suggest to Derek Jeter to take your
thing,
shirts off?
That was weird.
Super Bowl Shuffle is 40 minutes long. So.
You already looked it up.
Okay.
I looked it up just for you as we were doing Gridiron Gravy, but I guess there's that. The Patriots, we didn't get a chance to mention this the other day, they have now won 9 in a row after beating the Bengals. Do you take the Patriots serious going into the playoffs? Because they look like they could well be the number one seed.
Yeah, that's a really good team.
All right, so does that mean you approve of Drake May? Both
I
of
do.
You
yeah.
guys? Mm-hmm. He's like not bald.
Yeah, mean, I think he's not
having a pretty good year.
Yeah, he's having a really good year.
Yeah, I think they're I would pick Buffalo to beat them in the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I would pick Kansas City to beat them in the playoffs.
What about the Ravens?
AFC,
not the Broncos. You probably think Bo Nix is a bum, right?
I think Denver's not. I can't with them.
Okay,
I can't with the check down merchant quarterback.
Okay. I think what's fascinating with Drake May is like, yeah, he has Diggs, right? But Diggs isn't Diggs anymore,
right?
And you can probably you're trying to think you're going through the receivers right now, and you're like Mac Hollins, Booty, and then you're like Hunter Henry. It's not like you have superstar studs on that team.
Sure.
Trevion Henderson has turned out to be a really good running back, and they said, let's go to Ramondre Stevenson a little bit. But Drake May is doing all this with regular people, it right. feels like, and that defense is playing exceptionally. They're playing Mike Vrabel defense right now, and that's nice to see.
Is he going to win Coach of the Year?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, Steichen's going to have a say in it, too, especially because of the way the Colts – resurrected Daniel Jones' career, so Steichen will have a say.
Shanahan should definitely be involved in that conversation.
Okay.
He's done a good job.
In the NFC.
He's
do you think both of those teams are going to be in a position for that at the end of the year? Like, I'm not saying the Colts are absolutely going to collapse, but do you see collapse potential there for the mm-hmm. Colts where they finish like, you know?
Yeah, I think the Colts have the Colts won their last game of the year? I think they might have. Let me go look.
I think you might be onto something there, Kevin. I pointed out a while back how tough that schedule was. But that game against the Chiefs, I was like, I don't think it's going to happen. And then the Chiefs came out with the win.
So they play Houston, Jags, Seahawks, Niners, Jags, Houston. They've won their last game. Colts are going to lose out.
Wow. Kevin, can you imagine? What are the odds on that right now?
Oh man,
take it.
I feel like you'd have to give 5-1.
Oh, I think more than that, right? To lose out?
Well, yeah, but you're just yelling, take it, so I'm going to lowball you on the offer. Yeah. Yeah, if somebody's like, just take the offer, obviously I'm going to lowball you
take
on that offer.
Money.
That would be an 8-game losing streak to end the year.
Ooh, yeah, then I feel like you could probably get
brutal.
Like 10-1,
yeah.
12-1,
I think
probably at least. I could
Jags win the division.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you did say that earlier.
Yeah. Are you just proud that he? Are you proud that he listened to you, or are you proud that you kept a static opinion?
Go with both.
Does that mean that I kept the same opinion
yes.
that I had before?
Correct.
I'm proud of that one.
Guys, we have 6 hours left to go. At
yeah,
this pace,
and we're doing
just,
so good.
Are we?
You're doing great, yes. man.
Okay.
I'm proud of you.
RJ, is there, I guess.
I bet you can't finish the show.
You might be right.
Oh, no. I thought that was how I was supposed to motivate you.
Yeah, no, that's true. RJ, is there any other bits of wisdom you need to leave us with or anything you want us to know?
You know, a couple of things.
Me too.
I fear that my son is a communist.
Oh no!
Is this he went to the to buy clothes for school for the new year,
mm-hmm.
and he came back with all gray. Everything was gray. It's very.
Did you say for the
clothing.
New year?
For the new year, like you know, for the new school, because you know they're going back to school in January. Winter clothes. He needed winter clothes.
Okay,
right. He needed winter clothes.
Because I was like, they go back to
break?
School before. New year, but okay.
Say, how long
all right,
is their
go
break?
No, go ahead. I'm with you. Okay. Well, that feels like a weird thing to quick hit, but okay.
Yeah.
What else?
So the gray clothes, very drab. Mm-hmm. It's a Seinfeld bit. You wouldn't get it.
Would it? I've seen all the Seinfelds. Would you be more concerned if they were red?
Well,
you see what I'm saying.
Part of me would.
Yeah.
But you know, the other part wouldn't. Now the next thing,
the political.
I gotta tell you, I do feel I want to leave you with this,
mm-hmm.
And I need Derek's advice because he's a baseball player here.
Oh my god!
Luca needed to throw with me the other day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard about this. You can't throw as far as he does, so hit it with the bat. Everything
you heard about this?
Yeah, I heard it.
What are you doing? Your stand-up bit in the 1980s? You heard about this? You heard about this thing?
That is.
No, so he's like, he wanted to go to the football field and throw. And he's getting he's 50 yards out, and I'm like, all right, fine, we're good. And I hadn't thrown in months, and you know, and I was like, all right, this is going to get bad for me really quick because my shoulder's going to hurt tomorrow. I'm not going to be able to play golf or do whatever I want to. So he handed me a bat, and I never felt more emasculated. It's his house. It's his house now. I feel emasculated.
That sucks.
I had to hit my son as the cutoff.
It's okay. I couldn't throw with my dad.
Yeah, but your dad's old.
Correct, but I was also young at one point, and so was he.
You guys know your mics are still on, right?
Dad knows he's old.
We need to wrap this up. This is terrible.
Feels like you guys could have talked about this at another time.
It's about to get worse.
You know what?
Kyle Yeomans is coming up next.
We'll
talk with him.
For Kyle Yeomans.
Oh, it's Bobby.
Chiefs conversation next.
Hi, Bobby.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.